A fascinating snapshot of the country has been published this lunchtime. According to figures compiled by the Central Statistics Office, in the year to April, the state's population rose by 78,000 people, bringing the total to almost 5.5 million. There was a fall in the number of people arriving and a fall in the number emigrating. More people are going to Australia, but there was also a rise in the numbers arriving or returning from down under. And Rosie O'Donnell isn't alone. The number of immigrants from the United States has almost doubled. Eva Leahy, who's a statistician in the Life Events and Demography Division with the CSO, has been bringing me through all the numbers, starting with the overall population.
So the population as of April 2025 stood at 5.46 million. That was an increase of just under 80,000 people since last year. And this is driven by two main components. One of this is the natural increase of the population, which would be the number of births minus the number of deaths. That stands at about 18,500 people for the year. And the second component of our population change would be the net migration. And for the 12 months to April 2025, that was just under 60,000 people.
Can you bring us through this net migration figure of, I think, 59,700? How many people arrived over the 12 months and how many people left?
So we had an inward migration of 125,000 people and an outward migration of about 65,500 people for the year.
And the number of people arriving, that's down on the previous year, but still over 100,000. So where did people come from?
So indeed, it's down 16% from the 2024 figure. And it's a mix of several different citizenships. So there's 31,500 of those people would be Irish citizens returning back into the country. There is 25,000 citizens of other EU countries, about 5,000 UK citizens, and then about 63,000 citizens that would be from countries from all the rest of the world.
Another thing I noticed just having a quick look at those numbers is the substantial increase in the number of people coming to Ireland from the United States.
Yeah, so one of the things that we look at each year is the origin and destination of migrants, so where people are coming from and where they're going to. And there is an increase this year that would be about 90% increase from last year's figures on people coming in from the United States. So there's just under 10,000 people came in the 12 months to April 2025 from the United States.
There was also a fall in the number of people leaving Ireland. How many people left and where did they go?
Yeah, so there was a fall, about a 6% fall from last year's figure. So 65,500 people roughly left the country. They went to a variety of different countries. About 25% went to other EU countries, 20% went to Australia, another 20% to the UK, about 16% went to the United States and Canada, and then 17% went elsewhere.
And despite that overall fall in the number of people emigrating, there was a rise in the numbers going to Australia, another rise.
Yeah, so last year, going up to April 2024, we saw quite a substantial rise in the number going to Australia. And again, in the 12 months to April 2025, we've again seen an increase. So up to April 2025, we see about 13,500 people going to Australia.
So I suppose what we don't know is whether they plan on staying in Australia or whether these are people who just want to go and maybe travel and work a bit over the course of a year or two.
So our figures would be looking at people who would be leaving the country for a minimum of 12 months. We don't know the intention of the person leaving. But we can see that even though we had 13,500 people leaving to go to Australia, we also saw 10,000 people returning from Australia in these same 12 months gone.
Talk to us then, if you would, about the number of births and the number of deaths over the course of the 12 months.
So there was about 54,500 births in the 12 months to April 2025 and about just under 36,000 deaths in the same time. the natural increase stands at about 18,500 people, which is a decrease from last year, where it stood at about 19,500 people.
Interestingly also, and I suppose this is no big surprise, there has been another rise in the number of people aged 65 and over.
Yeah, it's no surprise. Our population is indeed an ageing one. So the population, again, has increased slightly in that age group. We are also seeing slightly lower birth rates. So the population of our 0 to 14-year-olds now stands at just over 1 million.
And despite an awful lot of talk about people moving to the regions, there has been another slight increase in the percentage of the population living in Dublin.
Yeah. There's an increase in the number of people in all regions, but Dublin is kind of currently sitting at just under 1.6 million people, so around 29%, just under 29% of the total population of the country lives in the Dublin region.
Eva Leahy of the CSO. By the way, if you're wondering how the population now compares to pre-famine levels, adding the 5.5 million in the south to the latest population estimate for the north, that's 1.9 million, brings us to 7.4 million. In 1841, the population of Ireland was almost 8.2 million.